IPO bound Ola has appointed new heads for its financial services and used car platform business, as it continues to restructure its organization before the public listing next year. And NBSP. Ola on Tuesday announced the appointment of P.V. Haranarayan, who joins as the Vice President of Lending at Ola Financial Services. Haranarayan has previously worked with organizations including Bajaj Finserv, Barclays and ICICI Bank, while also scaling digital lending non-banking finance companies, NBFCs, the company said in a statement. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. This comes on the back of Ola and number 39, S General Counsel Sandeep Chowdhury resigning after a 9-month stint with the company, two people aware of the discussion confirmed to Mint. And NBSP. The company also announced appointments to electric vehicle, EV, business Ola Electric, which was also founded by Ola Cab's co-founder Pavish Agarwal. And NBSP. The senior hires include V. Ramesh, who will be joining the EV venture as vice president and head of operations at the Ola Electric and SQO's manufacturing hub, Ola Futura Factory. As a part of the new role, Ramesh will be responsible for efficient operations and instilling best practices including safety, quality and productivity at Ola and SQO's Futura Factory. And NBSP. The company has also roped in Pritesh Mahajan as head of Ola Electric and SQO's two-wheeler product planning and program management. Mahajan will be responsible for overseeing the engineering program management for the company and SQO's two-wheeler program, which includes both the current lineup and future products. And NBSP. Ola Group consists of the ride-hailing business Ola Cabs, its recently launched used car buying and selling platform, Ola Cars, its payments, insurance and lending business under Ola Financial Services and its food and food delivery business Ola Foods, all of which are owned by Arni Technologies. Agarwal is also an investor in the electric vehicle manufacturing company, Ola Electric, along with SoftBank and others. And Ultquo. We are ushering in the era of new mobility and continue to attract the best talent from around the world to build it out at scale. These additions to our leadership team add significant experience and diverse skills to Ola in key areas including lending, production and quality, as well as engineering management, and I look forward to collaborating with them to accelerate the world and SQO's transition to sustainable mobility, and RQO, said Pavish Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Ola. And NBSP. Mint reported on October 20 that Ola and SQO's Chief Financial Officer Swayam Saurabh and Chief Operating Officer Gaurav Porwal have resigned from the firm. And NBSP. Ola and SQO's Group Chief Financial Officer G.R. Arun Kumar, who had joined the company earlier this year, is now expected to oversee the finance function across all group companies, with all key finance leaders at Ola now reporting directly to him. In October, the company had expanded roles of several key leaders, as a part of the new restructuring exercise. And NBSP. Anshul Khandelwal, who was appointed as Ola and SQO's Chief Marketing Officer in March, was expected to take on the additional responsibility of driving consumer revenue for Ola Cabs. And NBSP. Vinay Bhopatkar, who was responsible for the deliveries business of Ola, which includes food tech and new ambitions such as groceries and hyperlocal, will assume additional responsibility for the driver and supply ecosystem of the mobility business, Ola Cabs. The restructuring comes at a time Ola aims to file its draft prospectus to raise between $1.5 billion and $2 billion through its public listing on the domestic exchanges next year, Mint reported earlier. The company is targeting a valuation of almost $18 billion through the domestic listing.